Mike and John in the morning, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer joining us this morning. Good morning, Governor Whitmer.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. We know highly demanding, and of course, this time of crisis, a tough time for anybody, but you've been pressed with a lot of questions, and I think we should start off with some of the restrictions that are going on at this time, and a lot of folks wanting to know, of course, when businesses are going to be able to get open, and that's kind of a tough question to answer at this point.
Well, it is. You know, we know right now that COVID-19 appears to be starting to flatten in Michigan. The stay-home order, we think, is working. And the good news is, by and large, Michiganders are observing the best practices and observing the stay-home order, and that's really contributing to what we're seeing. And so that's good news. The other side of that, though, is we got to keep doing what we're doing. The last thing we would want is to prematurely reopen and engage in a way that promotes the spread of COVID-19 and has another spike, and where we have to go back into this stay-home posture. That would be terrible for our economy. More lives would be lost, and more people would get sick, and it would be incredibly hard on our health care system. And so that's precisely why we are telling people we got to double down right now, but we're also making preparations so that when it is time to reengage, that we can do so safely.
So what are the specific criteria that you're looking for that would allow you to start reopening or allowing the reopening of businesses? And what would a reopening look like? I imagine that would come in phases.
Yeah, so we're working with, you know, some of the best minds in Michigan in the medical community, some of the best minds in Michigan in the business community. We've got a medical crisis and we've got an economic crisis. And so we want to be really smart. The reopening, when it's safe to do that, after we've got enough testing and we've seen a sustained decrease in the rate of positive testing, we can start looking in terms of phases. It's not going to be like flipping a light switch where all of a sudden we're back to life as it was pre-COVID-19. We're going to have to do this in phases. There will be a smart reopening, and that's why I've asked all sorts of industries to really start working on best practices so that they can share those with my administration and we can build those into the plan. I know, for instance, my husband's a dentist. The Dental Association is, making recommendations about how dentists can keep their employees and their patients safe and additional measures that we should all be taking. And I think every industry should be thinking that way right now.
You know, there's a story in the Free Press this morning talking about, like, Detroit Medical Center, Sinai Grace Hospital, where they are actually bringing in refrigerated trucks to store the dead bodies because they've run out of room. And it seems to be sort of to try and put things in context, obviously Detroit is a hot spot. Wayne County is a hot spot in the state. Other areas here in Livingston County not quite seeing the same amount. Has that, in your mind, led to this disconnect in terms of the emergency that we're seeing there versus the reaction outstate? We have this situation going on tomorrow with this Operation Gridlock that's supposed to take place, this protest in Lansing. How do you kind of fit all that together?
Well, I do think that, obviously, with the stay-home order, we've been able to mitigate spread, which means not every community is feeling it as much as Detroit is right now, and so that does lead to some of the disconnect. Hey, we're fine here. Let's go back to work. Let's do all the things that we want to do and expect to be able to do as Americans, as Michiganders. And yet we know COVID-19 can go undetected in someone for 5 to 7 days. Our bodies all react incredibly different to COVID-19. What might be a fever for me could be deadly for you. We don't know how our bodies are going to react, and if we can be carrying this and not even know it, it will continue to spread. And that's why we've had to be really aggressive in terms of bringing down the spread of COVID-19 in all parts of our state. But in Livingston County, or you go on the west side of the state where it's not as prevalent right now, you look at the hospital systems there, they are not equipped to handle a big influx of COVID-19 patients, just as they're seeing in Detroit. And so the more we can keep this from spreading, the better we are to save our hospitals. And that impacts everyone.
Can I
have a heart attack, or you're having a baby, you don't want to go into a hospital that's been overrun by COVID-19 patients because it it impacts all of our health in that regard.
Well, even some of that, even the consideration of going into an urgent care facility may put some people at saying, well, I don't want to go there because I'm afraid the germs are lingering there as far as COVID-19 goes. Where do you see us at this point as far as the supplies we need? I know that was a big battle early on as far as the masks, all the things for the people on the front lines. Where are we at there?
Well, we've made a lot of strides. You know, we did get some help from the federal government, not a lot, unfortunately, because the stockpiles had to be distributed amongst 50 states. But we have been doing contracting outside of Michigan borders. We are working with a lot of different big employers in Michigan to help bring in those supplies that we've contracted for, like from China, for instance. But we're also ramping up production here in Michigan. So a lot of the big three are producing masks or face shields or contributing to the production of ventilators. We've got distilleries across Michigan that are producing hand sanitizer. You know, there are a lot of different industries in Michigan that have switched over to start producing PPE and the kinds of supplies that we need. And so I think that's where there are such signs of inspiration that we're seeing Michiganders stay home or start to contribute in ways that are really meaningful, and that's inspiring. And all of these tough times, I think finding those sources of inspiration are really important, because a lot of people are struggling right now and making a big sacrifice, and it's paying off, but it's difficult.
So, Governor, I know we only have you for a limited time, so I want to kind of wrap up real quick, if we can, in terms of a lot of the complaints in terms of the business shutdown. So, for instance, I've seen a lot of complaints about, say, why are lottery sales still being allowed? Because, store clerks that are in stores that sell food or are still open because they're essential, they're saying they're seeing people coming in strictly to buy lottery sales. And I'm just singling that out because that has individually been pointed out a lot of times. And also, say, like landscaping or lawn services, if they practice social distancing, why can't they operate? These questions seem to be prevalent online and in social media. How do you answer that? And then finally, just to wrap it all up, the president has said that he has the ultimate authority to order states to reopen. Obviously, that's a disputed point. Where do you stand on that?
I know that there's a lot of stress and questions. And, you know, when you have a sweeping stay-home order like ours, it creates a lot of anxiety. And so I understand that people wonder, why can you buy a lottery ticket and not seeds? The fact of the matter is, you know, if a lottery ticket is sold in a store that's selling food and drinks, it is something that's available. Now, we've asked the lottery to promulgate strict standards and to shut down machines where people are just coming and congregating and coming just for that ticket. They've made some strides, but I understand why it still is confusing for people. I will say that any trip that is not necessary to sustaining life, whether it's to go get seeds or it's to go to a golf course, still contributes to the spread of COVID-19. And while we've had another freeze here and there's 30 inches of snow predicted in the UP, now might not be the best time to plant anyway, so I'm hoping that people can say, okay, let's go two more weeks with this and we'll talk about reopening some of those things. With regard to the White House suggesting that they can order the states to reopen, I think, you know, we got to make decisions based not on someone's gut that it's time to reopen or on anything other than best medical advice. And we've got some of the best minds on the planet here in the state of Michigan. They are advising every move we're making, and we will reopen, but we got to make sure that we do it in a safe manner at the safe time.
We appreciate you spending time with us this morning, Governor Whitmer. Thank you so much for your time, and we hope this progresses as quickly as possible as far as opening things back up, and we know you're doing your best to do that.
Absolutely. Right. Take care.
Thank you. You do the same.